This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Hoopa Tribal Police have posted wanted posters on the reservation and surrounding areas, as well as on social media, in an effort to locate a man who was suspected of trying to abduct a 12-year-old girl near Norton Field on Sunday afternoon. The suspect was driving a white van with a black car bra on the front and a yellow thumbs-up sign on the back window. The suspect was described as having long braided white hair and a white beard and has been seen near Norton Field on several occasions. He remains at large. The Humboldt Bay Harbor District has a job opening now that Jack Kreider has resigned his position as executive director, and those interested in the position have until October 20th to apply. Applicants are urged to send a cover letter and a resume to Commissioner and Board President Richard Marks. You can find more information at the Harbor District's website. The Eureka Police Department's POP team has had a busy start to the month of September. Focused on drugs and street crime, the POP team made 3 misdemeanor arrests and 1 felony arrest from September 1st through the 10th. They confiscated some 30 grams of heroin, meth, and some growing marijuana plants, along with $1,500 in cash from suspected drug sales activity. The POP team took part in the cleanup efforts in the city and removed more than 400 pounds of trash and debris from Greenbelt areas and spent 5 hours with a local reporter on a ride-along. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested 39-year-old Laytonville man Brandon Mitchell on suspicion of felony domestic abuse after he allegedly caused permanent injury to his girlfriend during altercation over the weekend. Deputies and Cato Tribal Police later located Mitchell. He was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail. The Eureka Police Department has offered a $10,000 signing bonus to any California lateral police officers looking for a new job. Applicants must hold post-professional certifications, and the offer will remain open until the position is filled. Interested parties should contact the City of Eureka for additional information. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in the identification of a body that was pulled from the Trinity River in Hoopa on Monday. The body had been in the water for more than a week, and the victim was a white male adult with red hair and a red beard. He stood 6 feet tall and was between 30 to 40 years of age. He was wearing gray shorts and boots, along with a wristwatch, and does not match any descriptions of missing persons. Humboldt State University has been named as a top university in the West by U.S. News & World Report. HSU ranked 11th out of 47 Western schools and was ranked as a best college for veterans, a best value school, and a top engineering school that doesn't offer doctorates. HSU was also on the U.S. News & World Report list in 2016 and is also ranked on lists from the Princeton Review and Washington Monthly. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.